The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We don't normally go to Sunday Night Football this early, but Mark, I think we have to because Jordan Love stood tall. And I think there is now, if there wasn't before, legitimate concern about the Chiefs and their pass catcher situation. This was a interesting but kind of gross, but sort of grossly beautiful game. Also, always nice to see Lambeau Field in the cold at night. Mark, your takeaways from Sunday Night Football.
Have the Packers done it again? I mean, is that the main takeaway here? Because I feel like that's the sentiment sort of brewing right now. You go from Favre to Rodgers, and now all of a sudden Jordan Love seems like he might have a little something here. He played extremely well in this game. I love some of the throws he made. Some of the layered throws he made, that one to Wick sort of earlier in the game with a crosser working right to left. That young receiving core sort of figured it out. And it certainly was an incredible contrast between that group and what we're seeing in Kansas City, to your point. I saw Mitchell Schwartz just, you know, in the past like 40 minutes or so put together this long thread on X. Was basically like, we all have to calm down. Like, the defense is better in Kansas City. Like, yeah, the pass catchers, they're not winning on the outside, but we still have Patrick Mahomes. And he's right. Look, this is still a team that's right in the mix of the playoff hunt. But it just feels like it's off in Kansas City. And yes, their defense has improved, but it feels like the offense has taken such a step back that it hasn't quite sort of evened out for them to the point where they could win games like this.
It feels like, yeah, you can say they have Patrick Mahomes, and that's fine, but the margins in the AFC are a lot thinner than they were in previous years. Like, now, because you lost, you are the four seed right now. You would have to go on the road. And that's something that Patrick Mahomes just hasn't done. With as impressive as Patrick Mahomes has been, they haven't had to go on the road in the divisional round yet. They haven't had to play a road game. So that's something, you know, like, it's something worth noting. But I think the priority or the main thing we should be talking about with this game is Jordan. Like Mark said, the Packers might have done it again. Maybe Brian Gutekunst was right. Like, Jordan Love looks good. And it's not just like, oh, he's put together like one good game or two good games against the Lions. Like, since week 9, he's put together some really impressive stretches of play. At the beginning of the season, there are some inefficiencies, some inaccuracies, but you saw the aggressiveness throwing the ball downfield. He is very much a trick shot artist. He's going to try and throw the toughest throws on the field. But now you're starting to see the inefficiencies go away. The young receivers are starting to grow up a little bit. Like, this is – they're playing with house money at this point. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see where this Packers team goes, because right now you're right on the fringe of the playoff hunt. You know, you can still make that playoff run if you wanted to, but this team is going to be fun for the next few years. And I know Bears fans have got to be sick because they got a quarterback again before y'all got a quarterback ever.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.